Now, if you would turn in your Bibles to responsive reading number 96. Psalm 96. Psalm 96. The page, I believe, is on your there for your pew Bible if you need it. I hope you have your own Bible. But if you should, the page number is in the calendar. Well-known psalm, I'm sure as we read it together, you will be conscious that you've heard it often before. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth.
Sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day to day.
You see, this is so important, isn't it? It's a dreadful thing to be singing praises to the Lord unless you're living it day by day. You see, live it out, right? Show forth his salvation from what? Day to day. Others are to be conscious that you have a singing heart unto the Lord. If all Christians... if all Christians born again who really know Christ as their Savior were living the life, we'd see great changes in our neighborhoods, in our communities, in our nation, because there are enough truly born again Christians who really have fallen in love with Christ to begin to shed that love abroad to others. That's what we're told. The love of Christ is shed abroad in our hearts to others. And let me say this. You'll never legalize love. You can make all the laws you want. You can have all the riots you want. You can have all of this you want. All you're doing is increasing the enmity. It's only Christ that brings love to the human heart and to the spirit. And when that new birth takes place, really in the heart, not talking about a phony Christianity. I'm talking about the real thing. When that love comes into a heart, then it's shed abroad toward others. And so he says, show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen and his wonders among all people.
For the Lord is great and great to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods.
For all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens.
Honor, majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in the sanctuary.
Dreadful thing to say that all the gods of the nations are idols. But there is no nation that is Christian. In other words, no nation, because it is a nation, can call itself Christian. Since there are few that are saved, according to the scriptures, few that really know Christ. Therefore, no nation can call itself Christian. The nation's gods are idols. Whether it's the dollar, the affluent society we live in, whether it's the flesh, sin, whether it's pride and arrogance, or a multitude of things, the gods of the nations are idols. But it is the Lord, remember, that made heaven and earth. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength.
Give unto the Lord glory and do unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts.
O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Notice that it says, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness in that ninth verse. It doesn't just say, worship the Lord. Your worship is not acceptable to the Lord unless it is in the beauty of holiness. If I regard iniquity in my heart, God will not hear me. So where is your worship? If anybody's come in this morning with hidden sin or overt sin, this has to be cleansed away first. You've had no fellowship with God. In fact, you'd really in your heart, as far as you're concerned, you would be like the Christians of which it's spoken in Revelation. You have a name to live, but you're dead. No life in you. So there's no worship. The life has been quenched within you. The Holy Spirit is grieved within you. And so there can be no deep and holy joy in the Holy Ghost. 11th verse. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof.
Let the young be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the world rejoice.
Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. I would remind you of that. You will be judged by God's truth and nothing else. And to be judged by his truth, there'll be nothing hidden. God hath appointed a day, it says, in which he shall judge the secrets of all men's hearts by this one man, Christ Jesus. And so every secret shall be made plain. May I say this? Bring your secrets to God now for forgiveness and they'll never be revealed. All right? Isn't that wonderful? Is there anybody who doesn't have some secret sin somewhere in a whole lifetime? So you bring it to the Lord Jesus and he says, I will remember your sins no more. They are in the deepermost parts of the sea as far as the east is from the west. So are thy sins removed from thee. So while the Lord Jesus is going to judge the secrets of all men's hearts, where secrets have been confessed, they are forgiven and forgotten. Isn't that blessed? Why shouldn't that encourage our hearts, huh? How terrible it would be if all those things we confess were yet to be brought up against us. What a terrible tragedy and what a despot to God's grace. But his grace, unmerited favor. By grace ye save through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Praise the Lord for his salvation, and may he add his blessing to this precious portion of his holy word.